Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with Moorhead's mayor, Laura White Brown, to talk about some business going on in the city. Laura, thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We wanted to talk a little bit about the meeting that happened earlier this week here in Moorhead. You guys do this every month, but this agenda is noticeably shorter than the last one. But there was a whole lot of stuff jam-packed into a pretty relatively short meeting. Getting straight into the agenda here, you guys, your report, the mayor's report, is a new thing that you've been doing, kind of updating people on little things. And the first thing that you brought up was the police department. I know that the city purchased some land. Is that final?
The purchase is not final yet. We're still waiting on a survey, but we have done all of the geotech work as well as researching the deeds and pulling titles for the property. So once we get that survey, we'll be able to move forward.
Okay. And do we have any updates on the facility itself?
We do. So we've been working with CMW, who is our engineering and architectural firm. And together we have put out an RFQ for a construction manager at risk. So what that does, that helps us have a project manager on site to oversee the project day in and day out. Gateway Ad is actually facilitating the bidding process for us for that hire. Proposals are due on November 19th to Gateway Ad, so if anyone's interested, they can contact them directly for that information. But once we have a construction manager hired, we'll be able to move forward in a lot of new direction.
Wonderful. Now, you we got our first snow of the season this week and pretty chilly, and you updated everybody on a very specific item in the city that is only good when it's not snowing. So tell us a little bit about what's happening with the splash pad.
Absolutely. The splash pad, I think we've talked about it every month since I started in January, it is officially winterized now, so it is closed down for the season. The company that installed the project came in to do the winterization as well as alongside as our Parks and Recreation and Public Works Department. They're going to continue to do some testing, some air testing, because there's a few additional leaks that we were not able to find during the season. So now that it is closed down, they can do that and hopefully fix that problem so it's up and ready for next season when we open.
The splash pad was incredibly busy while it was open. I don't think there was a time that I went by where there weren't lots of people, even when days that I thought it wasn't a good day to be out there, it was busy.
Absolutely. It was really a good project for us this summer. And one thing that was nice to see is even once, you know, school started, it was still busy. You know, there's a lot of kids who are under the age of school right now. There's homeschool students, just a wide variety of people that it can serve even when school is in session.
Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of people really did enjoy that. Had several friends who, if I asked them where they were, that's where they were with the kiddos.
Absolutely.
So very much enjoyed it. But you're already thinking about the next water feature.
Absolutely. One thing that I've really heard a lot in the last 2 years is that the community wants a pool. It's something that they find important. It's a priority. And it's something that I'm passionate about as well. I worked at the pool growing up for the city. So to have a pool would be a great asset for our community. So what we've decided to do is host a New Year's Eve event. We're calling it the Moorhead Mayor's Ball. Just something fun to keep people in town, give them something to do. But it's going to serve as a fundraiser, and all the proceeds from that event will go into a savings account for aquatic recreation and specifically to save money to put towards a pool.
Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of people have been asking questions about the Mayor's Ball. So give us a little bit of an idea of what people are going to experience if they do decide to attend.
Absolutely. It will be held at the Moorhead Conference Center on New Year's Eve. It will start at 7:30 that evening. There will be live music as well as a DJ. There will be food, which is going to be catered by Reno's. They're partnering with us on this event and going to do a fantastic job. There will be beverages available. There will be dancing as well as a photo booth area with some New Year's Eve favors and decor for everyone to be able to enjoy that night.
And this is kind of the first time that something like this has been done as far as a city wide event.
Absolutely. And I can tell you where the idea came from. Some friends and I attended this event, a similar event in Ohio several years ago at a banquet hall. Every year they do this event and put money towards a specific project for their community. And we traveled out of state to attend it. So I thought this would be a great opportunity for people here, if you don't want to go out of town, to have somewhere to celebrate New Year's Eve, but also to bring people into town. They can stay at our hotels. They can do some local shopping before the event itself. So it'll just be a really good event, I hope, for people to be together on that holiday.
And tickets for that are already available. I saw on the Facebook event.
Yes. So there's a Facebook event. You can purchase tickets on Eventbrite. And also we will be offering tables. So if you'd like to purchase an entire table, you can do that. And the tickets are $75 a piece. We know that sounds a bit expensive, but do keep in mind it is a fundraiser and it will be unlimited food and drinks at the event.
Now, have you had a lot of people go ahead and sign up and get the tickets?
We have. We've had a number of people already purchase tickets, which is really encouraging to see. It's received a lot of publicity online, so we're very excited to see what kind of turnout we have.
Now, you have been, you got to host the ARC Leadership Group here in Moorhead. You guys kicked off that experience right here. And tell us a little bit about what you were able to do while we had all these people from all over Appalachia in Moorhead.
The Appalachian Regional Commission did have their first session of the inaugural Leadership Institute here at Moorhead State. It was a phenomenal week. There were 40 participants in the program from all states in the Appalachian region. We spent about 14 hours a day together. We did not have phones. We did not have computers. We were completely kind of immersed in the program, which was really a nice thing to see. It's professionals who are elected, who work in economic development, who are teachers, who are in the healthcare industry. It's just really a phenomenal group of people that have been put together, as well as the University of Tennessee. They are facilitating the entire project, so they had professors here and employees here to kind of guide that program. There were a number of special guests. We were able to meet and speak with the Postmaster General for the United States Post Office. She was really a phenomenal speaker. Really enjoyed talking with her. She is the 75th Postmaster and the only female to ever serve in that position. So getting to hear her was really wonderful. Governor Paul Patton attended as well and spoke with us, as well as a variety of mayors from three surrounding states.
Mm-hmm. Now, you guys will be in a different city the next time you meet. When and where is that?
Yes, our next session is in Dalton, Georgia in December. We will have seven different sessions, each in a different state, and we will finish with a graduation program in Washington, D.C. in June.
Very cool. You guys also had, back to your city council meeting earlier this week, you guys got an update from the Moorhead Utility Plant Board. I know that they have been working on a number of projects and talking about some improvements and trying to, they're taking over the stormwater, system, we would call it. And I'm curious to know what they had to say as far as their update for this month.
Councilman Glenn Teager is our appointee on the Moorhead Utility Plant Board, so he gave us an update. Right now, they're waiting on some information because of a study that is needed by the Corps of Engineers for part of their project. Right now, they're telling us it has to be a two-year study, so we're hoping to maybe see if we can fast-track that somewhat, because some of these projects are very important and vital to this community. They have taken over stormwater, so incorporating that into their budget and facilitation has been a really big project for them to take on. One thing that we talked about was council made a request for a new fire hydrant on Skaggs Road in the event that there's an emergency, and instead of using the water tank trucks from the fire department, to have a hydrant there would be a really nice asset. It's not in the budget right now, so we're hoping to incorporate that, and the plant board did report that that is their water priority project. So when they come around to that funding, it will be the first thing implemented.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
The community is invited to the 33rd Advent Musicale at 6:30 p.m. on Sunday, December 1st. Directed by Dr. Everett McCorvey, the concert will be held at the Ascension Episcopal Church in Mount Sterling. Reception follows at the Gateway Regional Arts Center. Non-perishable food donations accepted to support the Sterling Community Food Coalition. Tickets are $25 and available at Ruth Hunt Candies, Gateway Regional Arts Center, or online at grackentucky.org.
Welcome back to Open Mic here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with the mayor of Moorhead, Laura White-Brown. Thanks again, Laura, for being here. I appreciate it.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
You guys had your regular city council meeting earlier this week, back on Monday, and talked about quite a few things, but one of the things of interest, the Tourism Conference Center and Round County Arts Center gave an update. And they've got something coming up pretty soon that's going to bring some people into our community.
Absolutely. Tourism has some incredible events going on. The first is a Gus Macker basketball tournament. And so they signed a contract. They had an official signing for this event last week, actually. And what this does is they will put 40 basketball courts down Main Street on May 30th and 31st, and hold tournaments. So anyone is available to sign up. It's 3-on-3 tournaments. They have a big following, this organization, so we're hoping to bring in a lot of people from Ohio and Michigan to participate. And it's all ages. So what's really neat is if your child doesn't play sports for a school system, but they still just really enjoy it, if you as an adult really enjoy it, you are welcome to participate. This is just something that's open to anyone and everyone. And we're going to try to make it kind of like a festival. The streets will be closed down. We really want people to come down and watch. It'll be a really fun, family-friendly event.
How many basketball courts?
40.
So that's like all of Main Street.
Yes, it is a very large event.
Okay. So do you know how far down the street that's going to go?
They're in the design phase of that right now, actually. So now that the contract has been signed, there's a very specific guideline for how to make everything work from here on out. It may be towards the end of Main Street because we'd like to incorporate Laughlin if we need to use that facility and space as well, or give people a place to be indoors if necessary.
Mm-hmm. I know May in Kentucky, it could be cold.
It could be cold. It could be raining. It could be very hot. You never know in Kentucky.
Yeah, for sure. Now, you guys actually did the first reading of an ordinance replacing some code ordinances with the city of Moorhead to establish joint recreation, tourism, and convention commission. And you're going to go together with the county to make this happen. This has been in the works for a little while.
Yes, we've been talking about this for almost a year now. Again, something that we heard during the campaign season and as constituents talked about the city and the county leadership, tourism that really impacts everyone. So what this does, we previously passed an interlocal agreement with the city and the county. That's approved by the Department of Local Government. They have done that for us in Frankfort. So the next step is passing an ordinance. So this month we did the first reading of that ordinance. It's pretty set by a statute. There's not a lot of flexibility as far as what we put in that information, but it does establish this joint commission.
Okay. And but speaking of tourism, there are a couple things that are coming up a lot closer than the basketball tournament that are great for the people who are here, but also bring in people from outside. A couple of holiday themed events coming up in just a few weeks with downtown Moorhead. The Arts and Crafts Bazaar, you'll have to forgive me because I know that's not the exact name
The Appalachian Arts and Crafts Fair.
Yes. Okay. So I've been attending that event for probably
years.
However many years. I feel like always. I know that it can't possibly be always, but, you know, I had family in this area even growing up, although I did not grow up in this area. And we would come and go to this event when I was younger, and it's always one of my favorite things. But this is the first time that the city and the county, because you guys have come together and taken over Laughlin, you kind of have a little bit of oversight over this.
We do. So the there's two events, the Arts and Crafts and Hometown Holidays, and they're both on the same day. They're the first Saturday of December. The Arts and Crafts Fair is from 9 to 4, and there's $3 admission to get in. They have tons and tons of vendors. Everything is Kentucky Proud, homemade, everything from candy, jams, salsas, woodcraft, sewing, art, ornaments, anything you can think of, they have it there. Great place to do local Christmas shopping, or holiday gifts. Everything there is available. And then that evening, following the fair, there will be Hometown Holidays where vendors and local businesses open up their doors on Main Street. Main Street will be closed. You can go in and drink cider or hot chocolate. They'll have cookies, local music live in all of the businesses, as well as the Cavern Orchestra will be playing at the conference center that evening to close out the event.
Okay. Well, we'll hope for good weather. I know it rained last year on the event, and a few years ago it snowed, and it was just kind of magical and
yes,
wonderful. So it's, I know a lot of people really look forward to that event, and we have so many things on Main Street.
We do, and actually that Friday, the first Friday in December, we will have a parade, a holiday parade as well. And we would really encourage people to attend because there's a little bit of local competition going on between the city, the county, and the police department. We all have a bit of a competition on whose float will be the best in the parade.
Oh, see, I was not aware that there was going to be a parade. Is
yes.
This is a first and a new thing.
This is sponsored by Jeff Fannin and Good Shepherd Printing. They'll put this event on.
Okay, wonderful. And speaking of the city, I saw that you guys have a new addition to the police force.
We do.
That I was surprised. Is that a Labradoodle?
It's a Golden Doodle.
Golden,
yes.
So
we have a therapy dog named Abe, who is now a member of the city of Moorhead. He joined us this month. He is a trained therapy dog. He will really be a huge asset, not only to employees, but also he's going to assist at the courthouse and court cases with children. Anytime that children or intense situations are being interviewed at the police department, he will be there to kind of be just a calming piece in all of the work that they do each day.
Now, where did he come from? Because I didn't hear anything about him, and all of a sudden there's a dog.
He's there. He was actually donated. He was at no cost to the city. He came completely trained, and he was actually trained by one of the new dispatchers as well. So there's already that relationship there. He is living in the police department. Since there's people there 24 hours a day, there's always someone with him. He fits in quite well.
Mm-hmm. I think it's interesting, you know, just maybe 5 years ago, you know, having a therapy dog present in a police station would have been unheard of. But the conversation about mental health and stress and the need for these types of animals, emotional support animals, is really changing and has over the past couple of years.
It really has. And you know, we talk about how it's needed for victims and people that come in on that side, but to have emotional support and a mental health asset for your dispatchers who are taking calls, dealing with, you know, life situations every minute of the day, for the police officers who see firsthand very tragic events that can occur in your community, he's really going to be very impactful on that department specifically because of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I actually saw him being walked yesterday, and as I was driving around in the middle of the day, and I was like, I bet that is that. And what is his name again?
Abe.
Abe. Mm-hmm. I bet that is.
Yeah,
Abe.
If you see him out walking on Main Street, be sure to say hello.
Absolutely. Now, you guys also talked, you had another ordinance that you passed that annexed some property into the city. So the property of Hallwood Development, Commercial Warehousing Incorporated, and Better Life Church up there where all that stuff is located is now, well, once the second reading of the ordinance passed, will be part of the city.
Correct. This has been property for, I think, 6 years now. They've been discussing annexing this. It's quite a process. there were some concerns about some drainage issues and water flow when it rains, when there's bad weather on that property. But actually, the county fixed all of that. They took that project on. They put a new drainage system in, which really improvised that property. The county was willing to turn it over to us. The city felt that once the drainage was taken care of, that they would want to annex that. So the first reading did pass unanimously.
And what, why would a city want to bring in more I mean, it seems like you guys got a lot to handle already. Why do you want to be bigger?
One great thing about annexing property, and in Moorhead specifically, there's not a lot of vacant land. So if we want new development, if we want new businesses or restaurants, there's not space to put them. So this is a lot of vacant property that hopefully will entice people to come in and have development on. And one of the advantages is if you're a restaurant, say, you can serve alcohol in city limits. So they would be able to do that if you're thinking of a franchise or a larger business who has that to offer. But also, being in the city limits, you have constant police protection. You have fire department services, everything that's right there day in and day out. So it is an advantage from that point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that some people will be interested to see what happens with that property. I guess you'll do the second reading of both that ordinance and also the joint Tourism and Convention Commission and Recreation. You'll do the second readings at the next meeting, or will there be a...
Yes, our plan is to have both of those on the agenda for the December council meeting.
Okay. And then once the second reading passes, that becomes...
Correct. Yeah. It goes into implementation.
Okay. Now, I wanted to back up on that ordinance really quickly, back to the tourism, Joint Recreation, Tourism, and Convention Commission ordinance. Now, the tourism board... some changes have happened on that board with some of the people who served. Terms were up and some new people were appointed. Let's talk about who's going to be on the Tourism Commission now.
Absolutely. So one thing with the Joint Tourism Commission is once and if that passes, a new board is appointed. So we would, together, the city mayor and the county judge executive will appoint a 7-member board. And each appointment has to be agreed on between the two of us. So not one can pick and choose who's on that board or have an authority there or a majority. But the current board, we did have some terms expire, and we also had some resignations, as well as a change with the Chamber of Commerce appointee. The Chamber of Commerce made some changes to their bylaws recently, and they've also hired a new CEO president. So their executive board decided that whoever is serving as the CEO president will be their appointee on multiple boards. So the Tourism Board, Economic Development Committee, Downtown Moorhead, and the new city organization. They wanted to have some consistency as far as who to serve, which I completely agree with. I think anytime you have consistency, you have better communication there. So they now will have Jason Sloan, who will be the appointee on the Tourism Commission. We have Tim Kokendorfer, who is the manager at Reno's. He will be representing restaurants on the Tourism Commission. And we also have Jessica Dixon, who is the manager at the Best Western Hotel. She is very involved in the community and serves on a number of organizations and is a really strong asset for that board as well.
Right. And I guess that they, with the new joint commission, hopefully, if that ends up happening, they'll have a lot of things to work on.
Absolutely. And so we could leave the board the same if we choose to do so. There's nothing that says if you're on it now, you can't be reappointed on the joint board. So the judge and I will go through that and make those decisions as we get to that point.
Well, I appreciate you coming down. That's all the time we have today here on Open Mic. We do appreciate the time that you are spending with us and kind of keeping us abreast of what's happening in the city of Moorhead. So thanks again for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And that's all the time here on Open Mic. We'll see you all next Friday.